After a 2-year dry spell, Hollywood summer blockbusters finally busted some blocks this year. Superheroes, dinosaurs, minions, and a certain Navy fighter pilot brought moviegoers back to cinemas. Now, the question is how to keep that momentum going. Bob Mondello has a couple dozen answers in his fall movie preview.
In case there was any doubt, things will not get quieter as the weather cools.
The Black Panther lives.
When actor Chadwick Boseman died 2 years ago, there was never a question that the Black Panther saga would go on, but the palpable grief that powers the trailer for Wakanda Forever suggests that it's not just the characters, but the cast and crew who are preparing to do battle in Boseman's memory.
I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world, and my entire family is gone. Have I not given everything?
All of the first film's women warriors are back, and they'll be joined at the Cineplex by some real-life predecessors. In the historical epic, The Woman King, Viola Davis plays a 19th-century African general who led an all-woman army against European slave traders.
We are Dahomey!
Also based on true battlefield exploits, the Korean war drama Devotion, which centers on a pair of Navy top guns, Black Pilot and White Wingman, at a time when that pairing raised eyebrows.
It must be hard being the
naval aviator. Absolutely.
But no one's spoiling for a fight quite as much as Black Adam.
I was a slave until I died.
Dwayne Johnson is the DC superhero.
Then I was reborn a god.
Who's been nursing a grudge for centuries.
Now, I kneel before no one.
Less prone to pronouncements, but arguably with more at stake, is the 13-year-old title character in the science fiction thriller Vesper, a girl who's living in a future where biological experiments have wiped out all the Earth's edible plants, and where her talent for biohacking is unique.
Vesper, you can change everything.
Gorgeous effects work does a lot of the world building in Vesper. Enough with the fighting for survival, you say? Well, Hollywood's not just about battles on a global scale, though sometimes even romantic comedies can play like warfare.
Oh, come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Excuse me, ma'am. I need to sit somewhere else. We used to be married.
Worst 19 years of my life.
We were only married for 5.
I'm counting the recovery.
Julia Roberts and George Clooney.
In 4 days' time.
Our daughter's going to marry a guy she just met.
Join forces in Ticket to Paradise to keep their daughter from making the same mistake they did.
We need to trick her into dumping him. As much as this will pain us both, we have to call a truce to make this work.
We have to be in lockstep.
Hey! Did you make a pact to not murder each other until you murder me first?
We are here for you, my love.
Yes, we're in lockstep.
Yes.
Meanwhile, in the comedy Bros, commitment-phobic Billy Eichner thinks he doesn't want any part of romance until he meets muscle-gay Luke McFarlane.
You met a guy?
I don't think I'm his type. He's like gay Tom Brady.
What are you into? One of these ripped idiots with no opinions?
No, I'd like someone who's physically very frail and won't stop talking.
And while they're falling in love in Bros, a couple of lifelong Irish pals have a falling out in the Banshees of Inisherin.
Now, if I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you.
When you didn't do anything to me, I just don't like you no more.
You liked me yesterday.
Because Banshees of Inisherin is the work of writer-director Martin McDonagh, count on it being both darkly funny and menacing. That also describes two cruise ship satires, Triangle of Sadness, a literal takedown of wealth and privilege.
On a $250 million luxury yacht.
The ship is going under.
And Menu, in which Ralph Fiennes has a surprise for his passengers.
He's not just a chef, he's a storyteller. The game is trying to guess what the overarching theme of the entire meal is going to be. You won't know till the end.
Actually, they figure it out pretty quickly.
This menu.
The pictures, they're of us.
Christ. This is just theater. It's stagecraft.
Also caught unawares, the women in a social experiment in the film Don't Worry, Darling. They live in a 1950s suburban paradise, isolated in the desert, while their husbands do, well, that's not entirely clear, but it rattles the walls.
Boys and their toys. At least we know they're getting work done.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
Don't Worry, Darling stars Florence Pugh, Harry Styles, and Chris Pine. In the Sundance sensation Nanny, Anna Diop plays a Senegalese woman who's just as blindsided when her job with a wealthy New York couple takes a dark turn. A whole acting company gets blindsided in the comedy See How They Run when the murder mystery they're rehearsing results in an actual murder.
Victim's name is Leo Kopernik, sir. Seems he was killed in the costume store, and then he was deposited here. Staged, so to speak. Fraser.
And there appears to be a similar issue in the movie Amsterdam, a secrecy-shrouded what's it from American Hustle's David O. Russell.
Get a dead white man in a box. Not even a casket. Doesn't even have a top on it. Do me a favor. Try to be optimistic.
That's good advice, and for me, too. I've been dwelling here on relatively dark fall movies. There are plenty of others that are bright and optimistic. A new Disney animated film, for instance, created in the style of a 1950s sci-fi flick.
Strange World, a new motion picture event.
Brace yourself!
And the live-action comedy Lyle Lyle Crocodile, about a boy who has a reptilian pal who's voiced by pop star Shawn Mendes.
Mom, I swear to you, he's not dangerous.
He's a crocodile!
He's not like that. He wears a scarf. And he can sing.
Steven Spielberg has a warm family film called The Fablemans, based on his own childhood in Arizona. And there's even a seriously upbeat documentary, Goodnight Oppie, about NASA's Mars rover, which is called Opportunity. Oppie was expected to have a lifespan of 3 months, but to everyone's astonishment, she kept overcoming obstacles for 15 years.
She noticed that she was sliding too much downhill and stopped just centimeters from the tip of her solar panel. We all had heart attacks, but her autonomy saved us.
Oppie has a serious Wall-E vibe. She could be his cousin if robots had cousins. Tougher stories, meanwhile, are largely left to biopics, some of them clearly aiming for awards consideration. Start with Till, which recounts the tragic story of 14-year-old Emmett Till, who was abducted, tortured, and lynched in Mississippi in 1955. His mother Mamie's insistence that he have an open casket.
Can I at least just fix him up a bit?
No. They have to see it for themselves.
Changed the course of the civil rights movement.
The lynching of my son has shown me that what happens to any of us, anywhere in the world, had better be the business of us all.
Other true stories include The Silent Twins, about sisters in 1960s Britain who communicated only with each other.
If there's something you want to communicate, you best say it now.
And found themselves institutionalized for 11 years. There's also Tar, a portrait of Lydia Tar, a groundbreaking German symphony conductor. She's played by Cate Blanchett in a film that looks to be ferociously stylized. And then there's a case of Hollywood airing its own dirty laundry.
We're from the New York Times. I believe he used to work for Harvey Weinstein.
She said, the story of the investigation at the heart of the Me Too movement.
People have tried to write this story before. He kills it every time.
Harvey adamantly denies any allegation of assault.
He played people. He was a master manipulator.
She said is directed and scripted by women, who really ought to have the last word. As we head into Thanksgiving, saving the holiday attractions for next time. Avatar 2, anyone? I'm Bob Mandela.